Hey, it's Scott Reed. Stick around with News Talk Tonight because I'm going to be talking to Jim about the Greenbelt grovel coming out of the Ford government today.
News Talk Tonight is on with your host, Jim Richards.
I saw that Chris Evans, you know that actor Chris Evans, he's thinking about retiring. I would retire too. Can you imagine how tiring it is to stand in front of a green screen with a shield? I know you're exhausted. Do you want to pull over to the side of the road to take a little nap? Sylvester Stallone says that his 1986 movie, people are still worried. Who asked him about Cobra? He says Cobra was lazy and predictable, which is ironic because in the same interview, he's sitting there and he's plugging Expendables 4, is my point. You're plugging, you know what I'm saying.
On the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
You are listening to News Talk Tonight. I am Jim Richards, and one of the big stories of this past week, of course, is...
Canada has declared its deep concerns to the top intelligence and security officials of the Indian government. Last week at the G20, I brought them personally and directly to Prime Minister Modi in no uncertain terms. Any involvement of a foreign government in the killing of a Canadian citizen on Canadian soil is an unacceptable violation of our sovereignty.
There is no question that India is a country of growing importance and a country that we need to continue to work with, not just in the region, but around the world. And we're not looking to provoke cause problems.
So how does this eventually end? Does one of the leaders have to be, you know, voted out? Bob Fife earlier today, let's keep in mind, he broke the story with the Globe and Mail talking about how there's been mixed messages here on whether or not Canada's allies are on side.
They are not going to come to the aid of Canada in the sense that they're going to publicly condemn India. And there's very good reasons for this. They see India as a counterbalance to China, which is a threatening economic and military power, particularly in the Indo-Pacific area, but also around the world. India is also economically, as countries move away from China because of concerns about the nature of the authoritarian regime and that there is no rule of law. And, you know, China, for example, is putting Communist Party officials in companies, and they're stealing technology. So they are going... people are looking to India, which is a population.
So that's a pretty fair, I think, description of how this is important to probably maybe, I don't know, let's ask our expert, who is a professor of international relations and political science at the University of Toronto and also center associate at the Davis Center for Russian and Eurasian Studies, Harvard University. Aurel Braun joins us right now. Aurel, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
This is a bigger deal for Canada than it is for India. Is that fair to say?
It is in some ways because the killing of Mr. Hardeep Singh Nijjan was a terrible event. But if it turns out that this was sanctioned or prompted by India in an official way, that would be an extrajudicial, extraterritorial killing, which would be an appalling violation of Canadian sovereignty as well as a violation of international law.
Yeah. So, and it sounds like our allies are like, yeah, behind closed doors, we're with you. But as Bob Fife just explained, how important India is to the West in building that relationship so they're not pushed towards Russia or China, that's a difficult situation for our country right now.
It is difficult. This is why, if what Mr. Trudeau is telling us is correct, and we also should know what did he know and when did he know it, because this assassination occurred back in June, we need to have proof. The proof must be given to our allies, and it has to be incontrovertible. It also has to be shared with the Canadian public because there's always skepticism about the government. But in terms of international relations, what we have here is the clash between international law and geopolitical realities.
It's interesting you said that we need to see the proof. I wonder why we haven't yet. They say it's because there's an RCMP investigation into the shooting. But when you think of the Saudis and Turkey, Turkey on the Khashoggi execution put everything out there, the video, et cetera, et cetera, so the world could judge and see that it's a hard lie for Saudi Arabia to back up.
This is a very serious allegation. And so if the Canadian government, the Trudeau government, is making this allegation, one would like to think that they really have extremely strong proof. If they had that proof, then it would be logical that they would share it. But now what we're hearing is that we believe very strongly that is the government is saying that this has happened, but we're going to have an investigation. Well, if we are just in the process of an investigation, why did the government not wait until that investigation is concluded? Could it have done this in a relatively quiet way with India? Because India is a very large player in the international system. It has growing weight. We saw that at the G20 meeting. India is becoming the leader of the global south, that is the developing states. So we need to be very careful with what is the international reality, even though it may not be particularly pleasant that we don't have a rule-based order, which Mr. Trudeau talked about, but that is not the reality of the international system. So why not wait until the investigation is complete and that incontrovertible proof will be available both to our allies and to the Canadian public?
Yeah. Allegations made yesterday by several people in the media that Trudeau went with this announcement because of his polls and politically he needed to look like a strong guy at this time. Would you buy that? I mean, it seemed like he made the announcement 10 minutes after the Globe and Mail published it online.
It is hard to say because, you know, we can be cynical about politicians, and it would not be the first time that a government around the world, if we look at this, would use some kind of external crisis to divert attention from domestic problems or to have its citizens rally around a flag and increase support. But this may indeed be what Mr. Trudeau is saying, but where is the proof? And if he's telling us that we need to have more investigation, then how strong is the proof?
Yeah.
And the timing has to be explained. So I think Canadians have a right to be concerned. We have a right to be skeptical. I'm not suggesting that we should be cynical or that we should go into conspiracy theories, but I think the public has a right to know. There should be transparency. We saw that there was not that much transparency in the investigation of what China has been doing, and more and more evidence indicates that China has interfered massively in Canadian affairs. So I think the government has to communicate better. They have to be more transparent, and they have to explain the timing. And it is both internally as well as externally.
Yep.
The Five Eyes countries, US, UK, Australia, and New Zealand, and Canada is part of it, have not exactly rushed to support us in a very strong way. They're saying, well, we'll wait and see.
It's really interesting. I don't see this ending anyway other than us trying to look proud and strong, but yet slowly backing down over time. Oral, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oral Braun is with the center. He's a center associate at the Davis Center for Russian and Eurasian Studies at Harvard University. When we come back, how does something like yesterday happen? The hysteria around something that I would suggest not everybody's informed on. Talking about those protests next here on the iHeartTalk Radio Network.